Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. WYSO is collecting your audio letters for a project we're calling Dear Mr. President, asking what you want to say about your community. Today, we'll hear letters about immigration. It's a topic that's generated a lot of controversy since President Donald Trump took office. Earlier this year, WYSO producers went to 10 Miami Valley libraries to record people's letters to the president. Many of our letter writers talked about the Trump administration's actions on refugees and immigrants. Some worried for the safety of their friends, families, and neighbors, and others saw the president's policies as a departure from the country's history of being welcoming to immigrants. This piece includes some, but not all, of our letter writers' names.
Dear Mr. President, my name is Sister Anne, a Catholic nun living in Dayton, Ohio. I lived in this country for 3 years before, and I always felt accepted with my diversity and coming from a different culture. This time around, especially since the elections, I'm afraid to even use public restrooms because there have been so many racially instigated hate crimes. This country needs reconciliation and healing.
This country was built on the backs of immigrants and slaves and heroes that gave more than their due for the vision of something new, a nation for all people, a democracy regardless of race or creed, responsible for their own destiny. The only outsiders here are those who do not share these principles.
My dreams are haunted by the voices of my Muslim American friends, my Black American neighbors, my immigrant American communities, all of whom cry against your un-American rhetoric, promises, and executive orders.
Dear Mr. President, my name is Dr. Karen M.R. Townsend. The God I serve loves all. I am a Christian, and my Savior Jesus Christ was a Jewish carpenter. While I often have to remember to pray once a day, many of my Muslim brothers and sisters pray 5 times a day. While the state of immigration in our country is a top story on the news, unless you are a Native American, then you too are an immigrant. I may look Black to those who see me, but my DNA also includes my Irish great-great-grandfather. Feel free to kiss me on St. Patrick's Day. My circle of friends includes a number of highly successful people. Some of these people that I know and love are gay, have piercings and tattoos, don't speak English fluently, have been incarcerated, and may have struggled with substance abuse. What is the point of this rant? Well, I remembered something that I learned in Sunday school back in Madisonville, Kentucky, at Eastview Baptist Church. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, Black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Instead of building walls that divide us, let us build bridges of understanding. Make America love again.
Was Dr. Karen Townsend, recorded at the Northwest Dayton Public Library. To hear more letters from around the Miami Valley and submit your own, go to WYSO.org. For Dear Mr. President on WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.